Welcome back to Free Marijuana Podcast. I am talking to an interesting person, and I also have my friend Mark in the booth. You can laugh at that, Mark.
Okay.
So, Mark, we were talking offline a minute ago. I can't go out and sell quantities of marijuana if I'm not licensed or anything, can I?
No, you can't sell it, but there are many people out there that act as brokers who introduce people who have the supply to the people who need the supply. And there has been compensation that has been paid for that.
Okay.
And that has been questioned by the Colorado Marijuana Enforcement Division. I don't know that they've actually issued a final ruling on it, but that would require a license based on the way I read the rules.
So, yeah, it's kind of like you're talking in circles a little bit. You're saying you can't sell it, but you can introduce someone and take a fee.
No, I'm saying you can introduce someone and you shouldn't take a fee.
You shouldn't take a fee.
It's the people that do take a fee that I think are walking the line. Their position is, I'm not selling marijuana. I'm just connecting two people that have one wants and one has product.
Okay.
But then if they get paid for that, did that not come from a marijuana sale? That's the question.
So could I do it as a favor? Could I say, I know Charlie and Charlie has some marijuana. I know Fred and Fred needs 50 pounds. I introduce him and I get nothing in return.
As long as they're both licensed, there's no problem with that in my mind.
What if they do me a favor later? Like, and they come to me and say, hey, we know someone who wants to hire a marketing job.
Unless you can tie it directly to a this for that,
mm-hmm.
we're doing this for you as compensation for connecting us. I don't see how it comes as a form of compensation for selling marijuana.
Okay, so this is an interesting thing because you have a lot of these new brokers that are just emerging.
Yes, you do.
And you have websites that are saying we want to be a broker.
You do. You have websites that say they don't want to be a broker. They want to accommodate the buyers and the sellers. But if they're taking a fee,
then it's not good if they're taking a success fee, for example.
Right. There's people that talk about creating the eBay type of brokerage on the background. And the question becomes, if they take a fee, is the fee for listing the ad or is the fee related to the sale of marijuana, which would need to be licensed?
Right. Because here in Colorado, we have newspapers. And those newspapers run ads for marijuana. And they get paid to run the ad.
Correct.
But not to sell the crop.
Because they charge a specific price for the ad and it has nothing to do with the price of the marijuana.
Oh, this is going to be very interesting to talk about in the next episode.